It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we've got a little bit more time to give away Billie Eilish tickets. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those moments. So if you'd like to see Billie at
Ball Arena
see?
On Wednesday coming up, so you don't even have to wait very long.
Wow.
It's just a few days.
Birds of a Feather. That's one of her songs. Sorry, I apologize.
By the way, that voice you hear is Tori. We mentioned yesterday that we've gotten a lot of complaints that the testosterone level was too high between T-Hack and myself.
I walked in and it smelled like
it
testosterone.
It does smell a little.
No, it doesn't.
I should have showered.
Yeah, I'm a little
manly.
Sweaty right
it's
now.
Good.
Yes. So Tori's in today. By the way, thank you to everybody who texted last night. There was a lot of different suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
The one that had more suggestions than Tori.
Oh, wow. Let's go right for the self-esteem.
No, it's somebody who's already on the radio station.
That's
everybody
weird.
Wanted Jamie from the morning show to come in here with us.
They did.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. That's cool.
I don't know what that would have been like.
That'd be great. Cool. Cool.
Easy, Tiger. You're fine. You're here. And then there was one listener who clearly had a campaign, had all of her friends
text in. Name. Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was cute.
Yeah, it got a little bit out of control. Anyway, we'll tell you more about Tori coming up in a little bit. But if you want to win Billie Eilish tickets right now, here's what we want to do. We want to talk about hillbilly hookups.
Mm-hmm. Yeehaw.
Tori's been in the room for 14 seconds, and now she has to understand. Okay.
It's not that hard. I got
here's, it. Okay, so it's basically, I'm going to mansplain it to you anyway.
Got it. This is good. I'm used to this. Continue.
The weird place you've had. Now, we can call this fornication location as well, because we'll take calls for either. Because, okay. Hillbilly hookup to me is like, we've gotten calls in the past of somebody who's like, we were at the dive bar on Broadway, the dive in or whatever.
Mm.
And he's like, one thing led to another. And we're like, we've got no place to go. But there's a dumpster right there in the alley.
Oh, wow. And so hygienically questionable.
All that. Plus the dumpster, right? So, and then they jumped in.
Oh, God.
And it's...
Talk about scars. Yeah. I mean,
I'm going to be nervous.
Who's going in first? I feel like I'm jumping in first and then she's leaving.
But don't you need a boost? I need a boost.
No, you're going to pull her in.
Yeah.
You're gonna,
wow.
Drag her over the...
Romance.
I'm trying to... There's a positioning thing. Good. Here's the thing. We've talked about that specific story before because at a certain point, there was two people who were under the influence of drugs and alcohol, got in there, did their thing, got the sleepies.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And then the trash truck came.
No. Then, what, like marsupials? Just like raccoons. Just
jumped them into the... They didn't die, but the trash guy heard them as he was doing the compressing of the trash, heard their wails.
Oh, no. You know, I'm used to eggs in the morning, not quite getting thrown in.
So that's one example of a hillbilly hookup.
Got it.
Does anybody in the room want to say where they've hooked up?
T-Hack's
jumping in.
My wife and I, when we were at her parents' house, she had a lovely dinner party, and we kind of went upstairs, and we were getting a little handsy with each other while we were upstairs. Dinner party's still going on down there. And then we heard people coming. Her mom was giving a tour of the house.
Stop.
And one of the people that was on the tour happened to be the Catholic priest who had stopped by.
It's like a joke.
For the dinner party.
Oh.
A priest walks into a dining room.
My God.
So it was
you heard him.
We heard, so it's a quick, yeah, but I mean, my buttons are all off and stuff.
Hey,
it's
Mom.
Like, man, we're just checking out. We're cleaning up for you or whatever. Yeah. It's pretty obvious.
Did the priest make a sign for you? Cross you?
He flung some holy water at you?
Yeah. It was.
Okay, I have an adjacent story to that, and I don't know if this is hillbilly or not, but when I was married and we had just had a kid, our kid slept in the room with us.
Okay.
So our baby monitor was in there. We had a bassinet in there or whatever. And then we had everybody over for Christmas. And then the baby was downstairs and everybody was playing with the baby. And she went upstairs to change or whatever. So I went up there and I'm like, I got a minute here. I got some time. baby's taken care of. My whole family is downstairs taking care of the baby.
Mm-hmm. Did that turn you on at all? Like you could be caught? Because that is for some men and women a turn off. I don't know why I'm speaking this way.
I just wanted to get it. I'm like, in and out. We have for the first time, this baby is in capable hands. Like we know it cannot cry and not be attended to. So we are just going to knock this out.
I love it. I love the follow up. Yeah. When they go upstairs, you follow right after. That's a good
move. Like, oh, let me help you with that zipper on that dress. It's going to be real difficult.
There's a bracelet you have to clasp.
Right. So we got up there and knocked it out and then came back downstairs. And my sister-in-law and my mother were kind of standing over poking at something at my counter. And
so were you, if you
want. What are you guys doing? And they're like, this box just kept making really weird sounds. I'm like, baby monitor on whole time.
Oh, I forgot about the monitor.
Baby monitor on.
Oh, I forgot about the monitor.
Like, it just kept making weird little whimpery sounds. I'm like,
someone's crying. It's not the baby.
It had been a while. I was out of practice.
He's shaking and crying.
This is so good. Thank you so much. Okay. Anyway, we're going to get Tori's story and yours too. We want to hear your hillbilly hookup. Oh, God.
Best call is getting a pair of tickets to see Billie Eilish at Ball Arena next week.
303-222-5423 or text it at 51059. This is your moment, Tori.
Okay. So I grew up in Washington, D.C. proper. So my friends were all parents. Their parents were all in politics. Okay.
I don't like where this is going.
Those people don't fool around. Find out one thing.
They are the least sexy people in all of the world.
Okay. Those are government officials.
But one of the government officials happened to be our Secretary of State at the time, Secretary Madeleine Albright, who is a world-renowned diplomatic figure in the political
and
world.
And a looker.
Man.
Wait. He is Googling
Albright.
Yeah. I'm like, I've heard that name.
Yeah, don't look it up. Not at work anyway. If you get her OnlyFans, just click away.
It's deep. It's deep. So her nephew, I believe, was graduating, and I was dating his best friend at one of the schools. And so our graduating party was at her farmhouse.
Okay.
In Virginia or someplace where there's farmland. Mm. And things happened at Madeleine Albright's field.
In the field?
In the field, in the farm.
You thought a dumpster was gross? You're among cow poop?
No, this wasn't a pasture. This was a meadow.
So you boinked in a meadow?
It was more of a makeout because I think Secret Service heard us and we were worried.
They're bearing down on you with guns?
Wow. Yeah, what's worse, the priest or the Secret Service coming up?
I want a little bit of both. I want my parents listening on a baby monitor.
That's the worst.
While Secret Service is bearing down. This is...
Checkpoint. Breach.
The other weird spot that I've boinked that I want everyone to know about, because if you have children, you've probably been to where I've boinked.
By the way, boinked, are we sure we're still using that word?
We're not, but
okay.
I am.
Okay, got it.
It's been a while.
Gate C-41, Denver International Airport, the family bathroom that's right next to it, right next to gate C-41. I wouldn't go in there to the diaper changing station if I were you.
Something else was changed, but not
for
the diaper.
Because pre 9/11,
sure,
you could just come. I worked at the airline. So my girlfriend, when I would go on a break, she would just meet me. She would just go into the family bathroom. And I would just come up and...
That is not what it's for.
Family bathroom.
Okay. Yeah, you're making one.
I was trying, and then you have to come out separately.
Yeah. And be like, well, is that a cheesesteak place? You know, walk quickly away.
And just walk, yes.
What if there's a line, and then you walk out? Oh.
It does get weird because they will rattle the door sometimes. Mm-hmm. It has a lock on it. It does have a lock on it.
Okay, good.
But the baby changing station has a handrail that you can... All right.
My daughter... Change her diaper.
Just don't change her to one at C-41. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Okay. All the other ones, I'm sure, they've not been defiled by me.
C-30 is gorgeous.
C-30 is one of the better gates. All right, well, if you've hooked up somewhere weird, we call them hillbilly hookups. Best call gets to go see Billie Eilish on Wednesday, 303-222-5423.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. T-Mobile.com.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing hillbilly hookups. Can you relax?
Okay.
So excited.
Tori's in the studio with us today, filling in for Aaron. Mm-hmm. We've gotten some panic texts that Tori has killed Aaron. Yeah. That's not what happened.
She's in my basement.
Tori is here. Aaron's in London.
Yeah.
And you complained enough that said we needed more estrogen in the room.
Guess who brought it, baby?
Guess who brought that? Okay. So she wants to talk to people. We're doing hillbilly hookups.
Mm-hmm.
The time you had relations in a weird location. Hi, let's get started with, help me with this. Deja?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Hillbilly hookup. Where'd you do it?
So it was a Tinder date, and then this guy took me to his what I thought was his home, and it was a barn. And then he sat me on some tree stubs that he had cut himself, and he served us some food on some bales of hay.
You went into a barn with tree stumps?
Yes.
Yeah, a tree stump barn. That's normal.
Okay. I'm just saying, I match with nobody on Tinder, exactly, but she'll just go to a tree stump barn.
He was like, here, we're just going to serve you dinner on some like bales of hay. And I was like, okay, this is kind of weird, but I just kind of went with it, and I didn't want to be rude. So I was just like, all right.
I didn't want to be rude, so I slept with him on the hay bale.
Ladies, never.
You slept with him in the barn.
No, I did not do that. I just went on the date with him. Okay. I was trying to be polite.
This is not enough hookup. There's hay being there. You've got the hillbilly side of it, but you don't have the... Jeanette.
Yes.
Yes.
Yai.
Yai.
Hillbilly hookup. Yai. What do you got?
When I first moved to the Denver metro area, I started dating a welder. He was working on an overnight project in the Denver Tech Center. So about 2:30 in the morning, we got a little frisky on a construction site about 10 years ago. That's pretty hillbilly hookup.
Yeah. Did you wear welding gloves during it?
Hot.
Well, he did, and I requested that he had the helmet on.
Yes, ma'am.
It was during the winter, so I have a pair of ski pants and the red full suit, but they have the drop seat. So I just dropped the seat.
Efficient.
What? What? And you made him wear the mask?
Like, I made him wear the mask.
That's my kind of woman. That's
well,
brilliant.
There's certain things that can't happen with the mask. But.
It doesn't matter. The mask is, who is this man? I don't know. Oh, he's taking
me. And you're wearing the gloves. And okay. Thank you, Jeanette. That's lovely. Crystal?
Yay.
Hillbilly hookup, what'd you do?
Well, he and I were both employed at the local amusement park here, and it was after hours, and one of the other mechanics sent us up to the top of the Ferris wheel, and we had some business, and then radioed when we were ready to come back down.
That's awesome.
And you trusted him not to bring you down before you were...
Well, you'd know, right?
Oh, yeah. He was a cool dude.
He was a cool dude.
Sounds like a cool dude.
Because I scratch your back, like you scratch mine.
Sounds like
right?
A cool park.
Sounds like...
It feels like... Oh, that one does... Do they both have a Ferris wheel? No, I think I know which one it is.
Were you worried about the, you know, the swaying of the chair itself? I'm just concerned with the mechanics here.
I mean, not so much. I guess it sort of helped.
Okay.
Right. It's like a waterbed. If you get the timing right.
Wow, you said that quickly.
You ride the wave.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? You have some really interesting questions about these people who've called in.
I want to know the details.
Of course.
Yeah.
Laura?
Yay.
Hillbilly hookup. What happened?
We were in Switzerland staying at a hostel. We were in a room with a bunch of other people, so we went into the community bathroom.
Ew.
Let's get away from all these people and we'll go to the community bathroom.
Yes!
That's so gross. You did it in a hostel. Nobody's got great dietary needs being met. You know what I'm saying?
Did you know this guy?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because it's always my favorite call when we do hillbilly hookups. Inevitably, you're on some sort of psychedelic at a festival and you end up in a porta potty.
Oh. Oh, God. The angles on that one.
It's angles? Who cares about angles?
How do you get... Okay. That's tough.
Can we talk about smell?
No, it's
can we
true.
Talk about...
It's true. The
some
atmosphere.
Some are less full than others. You gotta scout it out beforehand.
Jesse?
Yay.
Hillbilly hookup. What'd you do?
So one night my husband and I were just kind of sitting around drinking. It was like pretty late after midnight, whatever, and we were bored.
I love all the justification.
The disclaimers.
He's like, what?
It was
just
raining.
Where was it?
Well, he's a construction worker, which is a glazer. They put windows in on, you know, the tall buildings and stuff. So he's like, hey, I have a really good idea. Come on. So we go outside. He takes me across the street. There's like, there's a boom lift across the street. He had noticed it was like, they were doing the windows at another building over there or whatever.
And but he knows how to operate a boom lift.
Yeah, he does.
He has a key to, which they're interchangeable, I guess. So he has a key. He turns it on. He says, get in. We go like 200, almost 200 feet up in the air and did it up there.
With the birds.
Wow, yeah.
And And he gave me the key to the boom lift later for Valentine's Day. So
all booms have the same key, apparently.
Because there's an honor code among boom lift
operators.
Is there?
It's like,
you have the key to all boom lifts.
Like a samurai.
A lot of things rising there.
I'm going to tell you right now, there is absolutely no way I could perform 200 feet in the air. No chance.
I'd be too scared.
Panic?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? As that thing rocks a little bit?
So you would get up there 200 and be like, I'm a no-go?
It's a non-starter for me. The only thing up is the lift. I promise you that. Sorry, I just spit all over T-Yak. Sean?
Yay.
Hillbilly hookups, where was yours?
Sophomore year school assembly underneath the bleachers.
Okay. Mm. This is the beginning of like a John Hughes movie.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.